Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dennis Lang, the Provincial Pulse and Soybean Specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and the editor of the Provincial Crop Report. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Yeah, great to be here on this cool, chilly day.
Manitoba Agriculture has released its inaugural crop report for 2026. What's happening across the province at this stage, and what are the factors there?
Well, we're just slowly starting to get going in Manitoba seeding-wise. We're about 2% complete as of this week here, which means that it's being very selective on which fields you can go into and seed. Just in some cases, soil temperatures are very cold, some standing water in a few places. But there are some fields that are going, and at this point, it's mostly corn going in the central and eastern regions, and we're looking at spring wheat. We're seeing some spring wheat go in the central and eastern regions as well. And when we look at the pulse side of things, we're starting to see some pea planting in the southwest and central regions. So just slowly starting to get going, but this cool weather earlier in the week has kind of slowed things down for a lot of growers, and we're hoping for some warmer weather come the weekend.
How do moisture conditions look across the province? What types of variability are we seeing? And how will moisture factor in on planting?
Well, you know, at this point, if you're kind of in the Red River Valley, you know, we're adequate to, in some cases, maybe a little on the higher side. Not necessarily like wet per se, like the eastern region, especially around Steinbach, has got a lot of rain last fall, so they're a lot wetter. Areas out west, there's been some fields that have been quite dry and they haven't seen any moisture. So lots of variability when you go throughout the region. If you go up to the Interlake region, they're a little bit behind there just because of the lack of warmth, lack of drying, so we're going to need a little bit more warmer and windier weather to kind of dry things up a bit. So until we probably by the end of next week, we'll probably see a lot more widespread seeding across Manitoba.
What crops will be going in first, and in what areas, and what are the factors there?
For the most part, we've been starting off with the peas and the spring wheat, and there's been corn going in, and it's mostly in the central and western regions where seeding is occurring. But it's more of a, I guess we'll say, hit and miss on the fields. Areas further north, like the northwest, they're still dealing with some of the more recent snowstorms that they've had go through. So I think for the most part, that's what we'll continue to see. No real other oil seeds in like canola or sunflowers as of yet. Soil temperatures is just too cool. And you know, just looking out, in different regions here, some growers have started and, elected to maybe wait a few more days till this cold weather snap goes through, and then maybe try to get some drier soil conditions just to make a proper seed bed.
Do we have any indications as to what crops farmers are planning to plant and factors there?
Similar to previous years, we'll see more soybeans. I'll see up on the soybean side a little bit right now. That's what the early projections are. Spring wheat, very similar to what they've been in past years. And canola, some discussions about maybe a few more canola acres. Prices have improved a little bit. So things like dry beans, we're going to see fewer acres there and fewer acres on field peas as well. Mostly due to the pricing and rotation side of things. So, and then corn acres will probably maintain themselves, if maybe climb a little bit as well. When you're looking across the board. So, corn had some very good yields last fall, and I think growers that can grow corn will maintain their acres and maybe slightly increase their acres as well. So.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think right now we're just in, looking for some warmer weather, and in some cases we could use some rainfall just to kind of help bring out the frost a bit more and make everything a lot easier to warm up your soils a little bit too with a nice warm rain. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dennis Lang, a provincial pulse and soybean specialist with Manitoba Agriculture and editor of the Provincial Crop Report. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.